And so before sitting down for this interview, had you given it much thought?
No, I didn't because I almost forgot. That's how quickly time flies by. And the funny thing is, the minute you reached out to me, it did feel slightly momentous. It did feel like I should acknowledge this. For me personally, it's a big deal.
Well, tell me about that. Like, what has this past year meant to you?
In a funny way, I feel like this country's completely embraced me, and I've been here for almost 29 years. I've been successful, I've had multiple careers, I'm married to an American, my daughter was born here. But when I actually went and went through the swearing-in ceremony, it was different. I mean, it was remarkably profound. There was something that kind of takes you back in time to what the founding of this country was all about. And for the first time, I felt patriotic. I mean, I'm not the kind of guy to be waving a flag out there and saying America, but I really felt it in the moment. And it wasn't just the idea of becoming a citizen. It was sort of the weight of history of what this country and the people of this country have been through from all over the world, from the beginning of the foundation of this country.
So you've been in the States for almost 30 years. What ultimately propelled you to make it official?
With this sort of political climate, it suddenly felt that having a voice, having the ability to go vote, having the ability to be involved and be involved saying I'm a US citizen, not just I live here, felt important. And also for my daughter, she's about to turn 18. She's, got her driver's license. She's can't wait to go out there and cast her first vote in a presidential election. And the fact that I could do it with her and it'll be my first vote felt huge.
So you mentioned the day you took that oath and you became a citizen, you felt patriotic. Given the past year and the climate that we're in right now, where negative attitudes toward immigrants are much less veiled, they're out in the open, has it changed?
Oh, God, no. I mean, it's made me even more patriotic. I mean, if anything, not only patriotic, but more like I want to be counted. I belong here.
So I wanted to set a scene for you of a moment where this was recently, just a few weeks ago. I was downtown taking pictures of the Flatiron Building. It's been in the news. And of course, your business is situated right there on Battery Park. And people were sitting out on the sidewalk eating dinner. And I noticed a little cart and someone was selling puri. Is that right?
Pani puri, that's
Puri,
right. Yeah.
yes. And I just kind of sat and watched for a moment. There were women wearing saris who stopped for some puri. There were, people in spandex bike clothes who pulled up and, got a snack. And it was really cool to see this almost snapshot of street fair in India right there in downtown Asheville.
Well, that's what makes, I think, Asheville so cool. I mean, that's a quintessential Asheville scene. Like, where else would you see that, right? Guys selling pani puri on the street to aunties in saris, from India, as well as, bikers in spandex. I mean, that's why I think Chai Patty worked in Asheville. I don't think I would have had the courage to open it in another city.
Well, what's it going to take for more of that to happen?
More people, not just in the restaurant world, but in any field, people that look like me. I use the word standing up and being counted because I don't want to sound like I'm asking people to go out there and be activists. I mean, for some reason, that word gets a bad rap. Activism means being involved. So, yeah, be involved. I can't speak for the entire Southern experience. I can't speak for the entire immigrant experience. I can only speak to my experience and hope that other people can resonate with that and maybe inspire them to say, hey, I can be more involved. I can be more active. I can make a change.
Final question. Your citizenship anniversary is this weekend. Are you going to be celebrating?
Oh, absolutely. I think, I mean, and I'm going to do it with my family. It's not going to be some restaurant celebration or public celebration. It's a very private thing. And I think for my wife and my daughter, it's going to feel big that I'm celebrating it.
Any food to mark the occasion?
Oh, good question. Well, ironically, I'll be in Hawaii. I think that's a great way to celebrate the fact that this little island nation is still a part of the United States of America, even though it feels so different, is a perfect metaphor for how I
Okay.
feel
So
sometimes. So I'm
some
excited to be there.
spam and rice. Okay. All right. Well, aloha to you.
Thank you, and aloha to you too.